We always have to be governed by what God has promised is coming,
right?
Not just by what we see at this moment.
Welcome to Updates from the Field, produced by Heart Cry Missionary Society.
Welcome to another episode of Updates from the Field. My name is Hunter Gately, and I serve here at Heart Cry as the coordinator for Southern Europe. I have a very special guest with me here today. This is our friend and co-laborer, Martin Risley. He's a pastor of a Baptist church in the south of Spain. So, brother, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So tell us about where in Spain you serve and what you do there.
Well, I serve in a city called Malaga, which is the fifth largest city in Spain. It has somewhere roughly around 700,000 inhabitants.
Yeah.
And I moved there with my family, my wife and daughter, about 6 years ago. And so I've been serving as pastor in that church during this time.
Wow. 6 years, you said?
6 years.
Wow. So tell us about some of the challenges or difficulties, but also the blessings of being a pastor there in Spain.
Well, serving as a missionary pastor in Spain is a great blessing, but it does have many challenges. And many of the challenges, on a personal level, there's the adaptation to life in a different culture. And Spain is a country with a very different history mm-hmm. than we have here in the United States, and that shaped its culture. So, for example, while on the surface Spain may seem like the United States in terms of standard of living, advanced and all like that, but it has a very different culture. So a missionary who goes there has to learn the culture, has to adapt to it and understand it. And the key thing that must be understood is, I think, the influence that the Roman Catholic Church has mm-hmm. played in shaping mm-hmm. the religious thinking of the people. But along with that is the very strong secular forces at work in the country, especially since Spain became a democracy in the late 70s.
Okay.
The country has been greatly secularized. So even though the country still has close ties with Roman Catholicism and most Spaniards would identify as Roman Catholic, the reality is that alongside the religious tradition, there's a strong secular mentality
mm-hmm.
that produces a certain spiritual apathy in people. Okay. And that is a great challenge.
Yeah. Wow. So are there other, you know, gospel preaching churches near where you are?
Yes, there are. We, as a congregation, have fellowship with several churches in Malaga,
mm-hmm.
as well as throughout Andalusia, which is the southern part of the country where we live. And the Lord has been at work in Spain, is working in Spain in some wonderful ways.
Yeah.
A lot of good teaching is coming to the churches, not just through missionaries who are there, but also many people are discovering good teaching through the internet.
Yeah.
And it's influencing many diverse communities. I have a lot of contact, for example, with the Gypsy community in Spain.
Wow.
And Gypsies in Spain are beginning to discover Reformed theology,
wow.
you know, through
wow.
Through people like Paul Washer and others, John
sure.
MacArthur, other well-known teachers.
Sure.
And this is giving me an open door to minister in churches that some years ago I might not have had a door to walk through.
Yeah.
Wow. And now they're saying, please come and teach us.
Wow. Yeah. No, that's amazing that, you know, sound teaching can be delivered through the internet to all over the world.
It is. It just shows how something like technology, which can be used for such evil, mm-hmm. can also be used as a great blessing.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. So there's gospel preaching churches around you.
Yes.
You know, do you see people converted to Christ often as you're evangelizing and witnessing, or is it a slow kind of hard work that you're in?
It's interesting because the churches are growing in Spain, but a lot of that growth at the present time is from immigration.
Okay.
And churches where there has been, you could say, a gospel harvest, such as some of the countries of Latin America, where there's been a lot of evangelism.
Right.
Many people are moving to Spain from Latin America.
Okay.
And as a result of that, the churches are growing.
Yeah.
It's a much more difficult thing to reach the native Spaniard. It's a more difficult thing. And one doesn't see yet in Spain conversions like what you see during the Great Awakening
mm-hmm.
in the United States, mm-hmm. where you had, you know, many people being converted at once.
Yeah.
And so a missionary that goes to Spain has to understand that the work is going to involve a lot of sowing, and you know, by the blessing of God, you'll see a return fruit. But if you go there, maybe with an unrealistic expectation that now I'm on the scene, there's going to be the whole country's going to be converted.
Right.
Well, I'll just say to that person, a lot of missionaries have gone before you thinking the same thing.
Wow.
And I'm not saying the Lord can't in the future, but I'm just saying be prepared, for the fact is that it's a country that has a very strong religious tradition along with the secular mindset. And only the Spirit of God can break through that.
Right.
So conversions come, but they don't always come in great numbers.
Right. Yeah.
At least thus far.
Yeah. No, we have that reminder from the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians. He says, "He plants, Apollos waters, but God gives the growth."
Amen.
So I mean, we work and we labor as unto the Lord, and we trust Him to, you know, give the growth as He sees fit. So
yes, we've been blessed to see people converted in our church, but we also have benefited from growth by immigration, because we become more. With the passage of time, we're becoming more of an international church.
Right.
Our services are in Spanish, but we have members from Nicaragua, from Colombia, from Cuba, even Wales and other places. Yeah,
that's great. So, you know, in such a hard and difficult place that has so much religion but is, you know, kind of hardened to the gospel, what keeps you, you know, encouraged and going when you're discouraged?
Well, I guess it's what... you know, William Carey famously said, expect great things from God, attempt great things for God. Our only hope is the fact that God has promised that He will build His church. Christ has said, "I will build my church." God has set His king on Mount Zion, and His kingdom is coming. It's been established. Christ is sitting at the right hand of God right now. He's ruling over this world, and His kingdom will come more and more. So we can't be governed by what we see.
Yeah.
We have to be governed by the promises of God's word, be faithful in season and out of season, and as Paul says, in due time we will reap if we faint not.
Yeah, well, that's a great reminder. So tell us, you know, as we're closing here, how we can pray for you, how we can pray for churches in Spain, how we can pray for the gospel to advance in that country.
Well, I think for me, you know, I just turned 60 this year, so... pray even for my strength as I move into later years, and my continuing strength and zeal and fervor, because this is always needed in Spain, because there are discouragements sometimes. But also just pray for God to pour out His blessing and abundance on the churches that are already established, that they will have a vision for evangelism, for outreach, and for walking according to the promises of God, not according to the visible fruit at the moment. We always have to be governed by what God has promised is coming,
right?
Not just by what we see at this moment. And you know, due to the COVID and how all the lockdowns, and it's had a sort of maybe a discouraging effect on people, and has maybe made people fearful to gather together and as readily as before. So I would pray for a fresh outpouring. Just pray for a fresh outpouring of God's grace upon His churches in Spain, that will thrust us out with a vision for the things the Lord will do.
Good. Well, it was a pleasure to have you with us today. Thank you for sharing about Spain and for joining us today in the office.
Well, thank you, Hunter.
And thank you all for joining us to hear. As you heard this brother say, pray for the people of Spain. Pray for God to continue to work, to build His church as He has promised, and trust Him who is the unseen God who's sitting on His throne, ruling and reigning.
Thank you for listening to Updates from the Field. Visit HeartCryMissionary.com to view our other productions and to find out more about HeartCry Missionary Society.